Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now.
Good morning, Big Ron Boy.
I hope you're keeping your head warm.
That goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to, because, you know, they say that most of your heat you lose from your body off the top of your head, and you ain't got nothing up there to protect it, so, you know, make sure you wear a hat or something.
You talking about hot air, Ron? Talking about hot air?
Yeah, we got lots of hot air here, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do indeed. Well, speaking of which, let's proceed with the word of the day. You know, three or four times over the past few months, I've reached on the top of the stack and pulled off a kind of phrase of the day rather than a word of the day.
Uh-huh.
And you seem to have enjoyed that. Well, this morning I reached over for a word of the day and looked down through the next several, and believe it or not, I got five of them here. I mean, you know, you talk about the Lord working in mysterious ways. Here we go. I got five sort of phrases rather than words of the day that I think you'll enjoy. Are you prepared to take on this challenge?
I am fully prepared. I've done a lot of preparation for this morning, so go right ahead.
Oh, boy, speaking of hot air. All right, let's start with one that's relatively simple. Here's a phrase of the day. We'll see if you get a winner in an hour or so.
Uh-huh.
Devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. I don't think I need to spell it for you, except it does have an apostrophe. Devil is possessive in this usage. Devil's advocate. You figure out how to spell that. This is the sort of generic all-purpose meaning of this is somebody who argues just for the sake of argument, you know, like Bev or Mary Donna, you know?
Yeah.
Mary Donna says, or a Duke fan.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the sort of uber meaning for devil's advocate. It's a term that really does have an interesting history. The Catholic Church, sainthood, trying to figure out who did and did not deserve to be elevated to the celestial realm, sort of like Ron Stutz after, what, you've been doing that show for 500 years, is that it?
515.
515 years, so you deserve
right.
Radio. You deserve radio sainthood of the first order. So, all right, there it is. Are you happy with this, Ron? You think you can live with several more of these?
I'm ecstatic. We'll make this a phrase week.
Hey, listen, folks. We got Ron Stutz to say the word ecstatic. I love it.
Well, I think I probably learned that from you.
Actually. Okay, all right. All right, well, there it is. There's your phrase of the day. We'll give it another shot tomorrow. Devil's advocate, somebody who argues just for the sake of argument. Ooh, Ron.
I know some people like that. I know some people like that.
Names.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people like that, so, you know.
All right, pal. Listen, have a good one. Take care. Talk to you in the morning.
You too, buddy. By the way, if you fit into that category, you know who you are. So, at any rate, that is the word of the day from Wayne Pond. Actually, the phrase of the day, devil's advocate. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.